when we opened the first time in 7 years ago in Paris, a restaurant in the dark. No, it's not strange. It's just an experience.
I've got no concept of how big the dish is or how, if I'm missing anything on the plate or, it's really bizarre.
It's strange because the first thing I noticed, because you said eat with your hands, the first thing I noticed was to eat was the textures of the foods. And they were like, as you say, they were cold and wet and squishy. But as soon as I put it to my mouth, I knew exactly what I was eating. It was like a baby leaf sort of spinachy type salad with a vinaigrette on it, with like little cured bits of ham and meat and like a crispy bit of bacon I had on mine.
Yeah. It would be interesting to know if I'd actually eat it, if I could see. I don't know.
Oh my god, it could be like
kangaroo testicles or something.
Oh, it could be anything.
The social experience is, we destroy all the prejudice of the society. It's very important that the look of people, where they're coming from, what they are destroyed. You can be black, white, green, red, you can be rich, poor, you can be famous, you can be anonymous. Everybody is the same inside the dark room.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, some more people. Oh,
lovely.
What do you think I look like? Okay, I'm gonna have a go with you.
Okay, go on then.
I think you're blonde. Mm-hmm. Fair.
True.
I think you've got blue eyes.
Correct. Oh, that's very specific.
I'm gonna say you're probably about, as well, I'm gonna go to height. I think you're around about maybe 5'7", 5'8".
Oh.
No.
Gosh, I've lost my wine again. No, that's an empty glass.
Just stick your fingers in it.
Just gonna keep kind of like roving around. Oh, no, I found it again.
Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello.
I'm Trevor.
Oh, Trevor.
How are you doing?
Trevor, where are you?
I'm right opposite you.
Oh, hello, Trevor.
How are you doing?
Oh, right. Is that your hand?
Yeah.
Hello. Right. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Trevor, hello. tell me a bit about you. What are you doing here this evening?
I'm a waiter here in the restaurant. And it's quite an interesting, job, sort of. We get everything from people who are really scared, really, really nervous about it. Some people actually ask to leave the restaurant. They can't actually go through with it. But some people come in and think it's funny. They sit down. They start to get involved in the experience. They start to laugh. You know, they really, really enjoy it. And they consider it one of the sort of the most interesting things they've done. I often sort of feel a bit sorry for the chef because he presents everything brilliantly, but nobody ever sees it. That's the thing. So no one will ever say, the food's looking good in here.
The most important concept is you are going to spend one moment with a blind. All the time, you can help them to cross the street because they are lost outside. And it takes 5 minutes to help them to cross the street. But they are going to help you to eat because you are lost in the dark.
If somebody who can't see says to you, could you help me cross the road? Okay, they're going to put their full trust in you. In here, it's, okay, you're now in a position where you're totally blind. You've got to trust the person who is guiding you and assisting you that evening. If you haven't got the trust, then you might as well forget it because they're going to look after you in just the same way that you would look after them crossing the road. Most people, even if they are a bit nervous, will carry on. They'll keep walking. They will somehow, they'll put that trust in you because they'll think, okay, this person works here. They've been working here for a time. They know what they're doing. They know what's around, say. So we will trust them.